In case 2350, Chiaverini versus the City of Napoleon, Justice Kagan has the opinion of the court.
This case began with a series of odd interactions between a jewelry store owner in Napoleon, Ohio, and the police officers in that town. The jeweler, Yasha Chiaverini, bought a ring for $45 from a jewel thief. He was a petty jewel thief. The ring's rightful owners found out and asked Chiaverini to return their property. For some reason, he refused. Then the police asked him to return the ring to the rightful owners. He still refused. And while speaking with the police, he suggested, for reasons that are entirely unclear, that he was operating his store without a license. You can tell my opinion has better facts than Justice Kavanaugh's opinion. The police unsurprisingly turned their attention from the $45 theft to Chiaverini, and soon they charged him with three crimes: receiving stolen property, which is a misdemeanor, dealing in precious metals without a license, also a misdemeanor, and money laundering, a felony. To succeed on the felony money laundering charge, the police would have to show that Chiaverini bought the ring thinking it was stolen. According to the police, Chiaverini told them just that. Chiaverini denies making that admission. But the long and short of it is that the police arrested Chiaverini and held him in jail for 3 days. Later, though, the county prosecutor thought better of the whole prosecution and dropped the charges. Chiaverini thought that what had happened to him was quite unjustified, and so he sued the officers. He brought what is called a Fourth Amendment malicious prosecution claim. To prevail on that kind of claim, a plaintiff must show that a government official brought charges against him without probable cause, and that those charges led to an unreasonable seizure of his person, like a detention, in violation of the Fourth Amendment. So in his lawsuit, Chiaverini tried to prove that the felony money laundering charge lacked probable cause. He argued that the police never had any reason to think he knew the ring was stolen. Their claim that he admitted as much, he said, was an out-and-out lie. But without addressing that argument, the court below ruled against Chiaverini. In that court's view, the police clearly had probable cause to charge Chiaverini with the two misdemeanors. And the court thought that was enough. As long as one charge in the prosecution was supported by probable cause, a malicious prosecution claim relating to other charges in the proceeding also had to fail. Today, we reject that view. We hold that the presence of probable cause for one charge in a criminal proceeding does not categorically defeat a Fourth Amendment malicious prosecution claim relating to another invalid charge. That result follows from both the Fourth Amendment and traditional common law practice. That's enough to resolve this case, but another issue lurks. As I've said, a Fourth Amendment malicious prosecution suit depends not just on an unsupported charge, but on that charge's causing a seizure, like Chiaverini's detention. The parties here disagree about whether Chiaverini's seizure was caused by the valid charge or the invalid charge, and how to decide on that sort of question. But because that issue is not properly before us, we leave it for the court below to decide. Justice Thomas has filed a dissenting opinion in which Justice Alito joins. Justice Gorsuch has also filed a dissenting opinion.